My name is Gary Carrion-Muriari. I'm the Krauss Family Curator at the New Museum and one of the co-curators of the exhibition, Thomas Beiler Playtime. Mao is one of Thomas Beiler's most iconic examples of what he called his painted machines, which were the first works he was creating in the 1960s. These are actually kinetic paintings in which hundreds of individual figures move and transform one image into a completely different image just by kind of overlapping their patterns. Much of Thomas's work from the 1960s was interested in finding a kind of visual language that would combine communism and capitalism into a single work of art. These painted machines oftentimes would depict popular political figures in Germany during that period, also kinds of American consumer products that were flooding the German market at the time, as well as images, in this case, of Mao, one of the kind of key figures from communism that was fascinating to the German left during that period. Thomas, in making the painted machines, was inspired by images he had seen of the kind of mass demonstrations and pageants in Maoist China, where hundreds and thousands of individuals would create choreographed patterns in support of the government. In Mao, he took an image of that iconic leader and transforms it into kind of the iconic red Chinese painted star. During this period, Thomas was interested in joining the Maoist party in Germany, and he has a story where he invited a couple of members from the Maoists over to his apartment to show them his work, and they were horrified by the fact that he was depicting these individuals that made up the work with little suits and ties, so essentially turning them into kind of capitalist office workers. So he never joined the Maoist party in Germany, but his depictions of Mao are some of the most iconic works from German pop art during that time, actually predating the works of Mao made by Andy Warhol later in the decade.